There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Cheeky's and Pete's in South Philly. If you're in the area, stop by the Jordan Mailata Show.
A round of applause.
Yes, you can cheer. You can cheer. Anybody else?
We got a packed house in here, too.
Anybody else? There we go. There's one.
I heard a woo.
There's another one.
It's always the ladies in the back.
Yeah, ladies in the back love us.
Ike had a good moment with the lady before the show.
No, we're not talking about that either. That sounds like it's not something that it's not what you
it's
think.
It's not what you think.
Yeah, it's not what you think.
They said something crazy.
They did say something crazy. It was probably the craziest thing I've ever heard anybody say to anybody.
That they said three times.
Yeah, that they said three times. To be nice as well.
Now you might as well go ahead
and say it. I don't even think I can say it.
Oh, sure you can.
Can I?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going
to
say it.
You want me to say it?
No, I'll say it.
All right.
Okay. So, before we get to Buzz, and I'm going to tell you, this truly happened.
Yeah.
So it was about 12 minutes before the show. I was standing over there by my backpack getting stuff out of there. And Ike was sitting right here on the chair that he normally sits at getting his headphones ready. And a woman walked over, a white woman, maybe late 40s, something like that.
Let's give her early 40s.
Early 40s. She was early 40s. She looks like younger than me. And she yelled to Ike, would you come over here and take a photo with us? My boss is over there. She likes the dark meat, if you know what I'm saying. So Ike did not hear her at first, though I heard her.
Me too.
And I
was sitting there with my back turned towards her.
I was frozen. I didn't know what to do. And Ike said, I'm sorry, what'd you say? And I'm just praying that she doesn't say it again. But she said it again in the exact same way. Ike, would you come over here and take a picture with us? My boss is there. She likes the dark meat, if you know what I'm saying. And Ike just goes, oh, well, in that case, and walked over and took the photo.
Well,
it was insane.
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, only Philadelphia. Only Philadelphia. I wasn't
offended.
I would no. Well, she wasn't.
She wasn't being offensive.
No, she was doing it with a smile. And I got the boss's number. And no, just kidding. Just kidding. All right. Let's bring on Buzz to follow that up for an update on the WIP Fantasy Football League. Sponsored by Bet365. Buzz.
Yeah, first off, I resisted the urge to sing Creed. Please clap.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Buzz.
You guys.
The delay issues would have been even worse.
Yeah, it would have been. You're right. This is a rare Monday edition of the Fantasy Report. You guys off the rest of the week, but all these matchups.
Yeah.
99% decided at this point, so kind of worked out. We're going to start with the consolation bracket, beginning with Spike.
No, we don't have to.
Beginning with Spike, 23 from JSN, 21 from Tajay Spears. Tony Pollard was the only other player in double digits at 10. Meanwhile, Ike Reese may have never won a bowl game, but he loves this consolation bracket. 20 from Cortland Sutton, 28 from Drake May, 31 from Ashton Gentry. Ike currently leading 142-83, and assuming Tyler Warren doesn't score 59 for Spike tonight, Ike will be headed to the consolation bracket finals.
Congratulations, Ike.
Appreciate that.
Well earned. Thanks to Josh Allen for nothing.
Commish.
6 points.
I would have appreciated had you spoke about the run that I've been on the last 6 weeks. Team has finally found its identity, starting to come together. Since AJ said drop him on all fantasy teams, he's been outstanding just about every week for me. I swear, I don't know what his team was the first half of the season, but had they been here the first half of the season, I'd be playing for a title right now. Come on, Buzz.
That's pretty bold for the team who finished in last place, but I'll let you have it in this case.
He's turning it on at the right time.
Yeah. Ike, the number 12 seed, dead last place in the regular season. And who saw this coming? The number 11 seed, Bam, beat Derek 122-113 in the other consolation semifinal.
Wow.
It will be Ike versus Bam in the Toilet Bowl in Week 17.
Who saw that coming?
There it is.
Did not see that one.
There it is. A double dose.
All right, let's get to the real bracket here. Semifinal number one, Yoshi versus Dustin. Yoshi coming in red hot. Dustin coming in ice cold off a bye. And this one wasn't even close. Yoshi got 37 from Trevor Lawrence, 46 from Puka Nacua. A few other guys with solid weeks. Meanwhile, Dustin has a total of 2 double-digit scorers, period, and a total playoff no-show. Yoshi currently leading 136-74, which means assuming Dustin doesn't get 62 for Michael Pittman tonight, Yoshi will make back-to-back afternoon show bowl appearances. He is now just one win away from being right back in this league next season.
All right, I'm going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, Yoshi. You have put together a great season. Even though your spot in the league is a charity spot, you have performed well. And Dustin, the biggest fraudulent team in the history of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League.
Yeah.
He was bragging his ass off for the first 7-8 weeks of the season.
He was.
He's been a disaster ever since.
He was. He lost to all three of us. All he talks about is the league with his 9-year-old nephews that he beats up on.
He's the 23 Eagles version of fantasy football.
Yeah. Bad culture.
Yeah.
I hate to go backwards, but if you add in my points I scored this week.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
I mean, I'm sitting right now as a top 7 scoring team in the league.
Well, top 7 out of 12 teams.
I'm just saying I'm starting to pick up steam.
Just
top
in time.
Seven, does that mean 7?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, and speaking of fraudulent playoff teams, let's get to Jack here. So he was taking on Marcus. Yeah, so I set the line for this matchup last week at Marcus minus 25. Jack thought that was disrespectful. He was right. It was disrespectful to Marcus. Jack did have a few players show up for this one. Dak with 23, Jahmyr Gibbs 22, Amarian Hampton 16. Nothing Marcus can't handle. 19 from the Saints defense, 26 for George Pickens, 36 from Chris Olave, and he still has Christian McCaffrey going tonight. So Marcus currently leading 137-78, which means that unless Juwan Jennings and George Kittle combine for 59 more points than CMC, it will be Yoshi versus Marcus in the finals.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm cheering for Yoshi. I would like Yoshi to win.
Yeah,
I would like Yoshi to win.
We barely even know Marcus.
Yeah.
He's added no flavor to the league.
I don't even remember him.
He just came in.
He just shuts up and wins. He's like Belichick.
Yeah.
Puts his head down. We don't want that. We want flair.
Yep.
Give us something.
Yep.
He may have been the most dominant fantasy football player we've had.
Ever. Yeah.
Next to me last year, yeah.
Well, anyway.
He didn't even win the regular season.
Oh, that's right. He had the most points.
Yeah, but he didn't win the regular season.
I won the regular season. I had the most points.
Had the most points, but he had the best record?
Yeah. Marcus had all of it, I believe.
Yes. Marcus was good.
Clean all sweep across.
Set us up.
Yeah, afternoon show here. Bowl 2025, Yoshi versus Marcus. These two teams met twice during the regular season. Marcus beat him twice by a combined 84. And I'm setting the line at Marcus by 20 here. Yoshi's been hot, but this Marcus team is just a flat-out juggernaut. It's going to be tough to beat him.
All right.
Yeah.
Great job, Commissioner Buzz.
What did he lose, one game all year or two?
Two, but one of them was a meaningless game at the end of the season where he rested his starters.
Okay.
Okay.
The Fantasy Football League update, as I said, sponsored by Bet365. When it comes to sports books, Bet365 has it all. Download the app today. And why it's never ordinary. Well, I definitely wrote that wrong. Download the app today. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be located in Pennsylvania. The Twitter quest is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Only two shopping days left till Christmas. Thankfully, the folks at Mark's are there for you both days. Let the home team help you out, even Christmas Eve. Would you support the Eagles ever building a dome stadium? This is closer than I thought it would be.
Wow.
It's 60-40, no. But I think if we had done this when we first started fighting with Elliot about it, I think it would have been 75 or 80% no.
Yeah, definitely.
I think people are getting there because they know what's happening.
Well, it really just feels like, I mean, more than half the league is going to be in a dome.
Yeah.
It might be 20-plus teams in a dome.
But doesn't it give you a bigger advantage to then not have a dome?
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Yes.
Especially at home, all these teams are coming in that are, I don't know. I can tell you who's not going to build a dome. That is Buffalo. I know Buffalo thinks
what I told you.
Yeah, but it's like a retractable roof. So they're going to close it when it's snowing.
Who, Buffalo?
Yeah.
No, I thought they were just doing the hangover to the the seats.
Retractable roofs are very expensive.
They are.
Yeah.
Maybe it's hanging over the seats.
I think they're doing the hangover to seat thing.
Well, if they're doing that, I would accept that. I'm fine with the new stadium as long as it doesn't take away the elements.
Dude, if I'm in Buffalo, the last thing I want is a retractable roof. Yeah. I mean, a dome.
A dome. No, it's a big...
What other advantage do you have?
They haven't lost a game in December there in like 4 years.
Wait till Sunday.
Wait till Sunday.
When Jalen gets in that ass.
All right.
Oh, Paul, seriously.
Can you not? Go home.
12 minutes.
Go home. bringing up everything you're not supposed to bring up. You say that. Oh, hey, it's a big loser, Dustin, in the Northeast, and his fraud team. Hey, Dustin.
Like, I Fritzy, how are you, boys?
Oh, you sound a little downtrodden.
Dustin?
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, see, that was a horrible, horrible performance. I didn't want to end like that, Mike. You know what I mean, dude? But, yeah. Okay. It sucks.
I want you to repeat after me. I'm a big loser.
Get the hell out of here. Yoshi,
I'm a big loser.
Absolutely bizarre. It's going to be a good championship. It is going to be. But even more, I get to fight Fritzy for third place.
Hell yeah.
That's all I get.
That's going to be a battle.
I'm cheering for Jack, and I hate Jack.
For third. Right. Let's see who can get a lower score this week, because neither of us want to break triple digits. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
What the hell happened to your team, Dustin?
I want to throw something out there, Spritz. Did you rag on me about my league? They're not 9, okay? They're 14. They're in high school, okay? You want to hear what these little weasels did? This is a move you and your boys would know. They all traded to the one kid's team to try and do a powerhouse team. Your boy put up 225 points this week. They put up 150.
Wow.
Your boy's still going
to
win, dude. Great.
All
greatest
right.
Fantasy.
Congratulations.
My team just fell apart, dude. Lamar Jackson stinks, dude. He stinks, man.
Now Lamar Jackson stinks.
Yeah.
They all came up. They all came
you,
up
stink. You stink.
Yeah,
right. You
like,
stink, man.
I don't even want to talk to you. Dude, what's going to happen when Jalen Hurts goes in and waxes that you-know-what a Josh Allen?
What, you got to throw 9 passes?
He's coming this week, big dog.
You got to throw 9 passes? When he goes into the Hall of Fame, is there going to be a bust of his hand handing it to Saquon? Or a picture
many,
of Josh
how
Sweat?
How many Super Bowls does any of your New York teams have, and how many does Jalen got, dude? That's all that matters.
Yeah,
he's
that's right, Spike.
Quarterback.
I'm not a fan of the New York teams. I'm not a fan of the New York teams. I'm just realistic. Also, the Yankees have 27 championships.
And it could be the next year.
Yeah, to go there, dude. If anybody out there listening, the dude had 9 roster spots on his fantasy team, 7 of them were New York Flyers. So don't let him tell you anything different, dude. He's a New York
They're good players. They're good players.
You know a lot about
How many Eagles do you have on your fantasy team, Dustin?
I actually do not believe I have 1 Eagle on my fantasy team.
Okay, all right. Like See you later. Game. See you later. A fraudulent guy.
Poor Dustin.
Justin in Tennessee. Not a fraud. You're on WIP. What's up, feller?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today, man?
What's up, Justin?
Stone. What's up, brother?
Boys, I ain't gonna lie to you. I've took off all week where y'all are going to be off after today. But it was not a good start to my week. Got up. Me and Amanda's fixing to leave. Go to Knoxville, do a little last-minute shopping. I got a water line busted, so I've been digging in the yard, trying to get a water line fixed. Finally got that done. Just ran to go get a bite to eat. And it's just been a miserable day. But let me tell you something. Y'all make up for it every time, man. It's been a hell of a show. I've been listening, and y'all tickle me to death, man. The arm thing, I mean, Cowboys Jim, as much as I can't stand him, that was a pretty funny call. I'll have to give him that. But he does.
Don't encourage him. Don't encourage him.
He does owe me a trip to Philadelphia. If y'all remember, he said something last year about he would, if the Eagles won the Super Bowl, he would fly me up there. And I forgot about that, but I probably ain't coming back because I am the bad juju guy.
You really are. You killed the Phillies and the 23 Eagles.
I killed the Phillies, and the Eagles are trying to come back from the dead right now. But something Ike said, man, I've been harping on it for weeks now. Give Tank Bigsby more carries, especially like this week. If the weather's going to be what they say it's going to be in Buffalo, give him 10 carries. Let Jalen throw the ball 10, 15 times. Give Saquon 15, 20. Give Bigsby 10, 12 carries, whatever, man. And just do it like what I
say. All right. No. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. No.
Dude.
This is for you and Ike and all the Tank Bigsby militia.
I'll take 5 to 8 carries.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
This guy, Saquon Barkley, just ran you to a friggin' Super Bowl last year. I get hell for saying, you know, I wonder how it would look like with Tanner McKee. Meanwhile, everybody wants Tank Bigsby getting half the carries. What are we talking about?
I'm not saying half the carries. I'm saying like 10 carries, man.
That's half the carries.
You see how hard this guy runs when he gets the ball. So he's taking advantage of every opportunity they're giving him. And we all know, Saquon is a phenomenal back. But if we can keep him as fresh as we can going for the playoffs, it's just going to improve us that much more of using him more in the playoffs. That's what I'm saying. If Bigsby can get, you know, 8 to 10 carries, that tickled me to death because that knows we're running the ball and running it well. That's what I'm getting at. I'm not saying take a bunch away from Saquon.
Nope. So, we're taking away pass attempts.
That's right.
Yes, exactly, especially in this Buffalo.
All the elite quarterbacks that happens to.
Where the weather's going to be what it's going to be. But anyway, guys, I just wanted to call mainly. I don't know that I'll get to talk to y'all at all next week if y'all are working or not. But anyway, I want to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Thank you guys so much for the content you provide for me day in and day out. You just make my life that much better, guys. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I love y'all to death, man. You and your families have a blessed, happy holiday, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. I love you, boys. I mean it.
All right, Justin.
Be well, brother.
Love you, buddy.
Gary in Vineland. You're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Oh, man.
I feel the exact same way Justin does. I love you, boys, and I mean it. Like, you really do entertain me, and thank you guys very much, and happy holidays to all y'all.
And that's, same way, brother.
Wow, Justin and Gary are like one drink spike today.
They are, yeah. Yeah. Getting a little sappy.
Yeah.
a little sappy time?
Yeah, that was a little sad.
Hey, listen, man, it's a sappy time of the year.
Yeah, it is.
We're all reflecting.
We are.
We all love each other.
We all got gifts for each other.
Yeah, well.
Well, two of us.
Yeah.
I hate y'all.
local
I didn't need a gift back.
You did.
Both of y'all getting Wawa gift cards.
That's fine. That's fine. Hey, Gary, can I ask you something? Do you and you're talking and Buzz's drop hitting are on the same delay. I'm wondering if you guys are related somehow, you and Buzz.
I don't think so. You make Buzz so nervous, man. You can just hear it in his voice when you call.
I know. You can hear the phone shaking when he picks it up.
Yeah, he's like,
yeah, because it's totally opposite when he does his own show. I mean, he's very confident then.
He is.
You'll be able to hear him on Friday as we have friggin' Buzz sitting in for afternoon
for the Bills game.
Yeah.
Big game, Buzz.
Yep.
What are we doing?
Come on, man. Let Buzz cook.
He's not trying to take it.
Oh, he's going
to
cook. He's going to simmer our ratings down.
Yeah. We get bonuses, Buzz.
Yeah.
You better do a good show Friday.
You better freaking cook.
Oh, look at that guy. There he is.
Benedict Herb.
One of Santa's helpers.
Yeah. Yeah, yep. There he is.
And yep. Ben Staff on his jacket.
All right. Yeah. Gary, I'm sorry. We've taken over your call here.
That's all right, man. I have nothing to say. I just want to say happy holidays to you guys.
Oh, happy holidays,
thank
Gary.
You, Gary.
I love you, brother.
Thank you, Gary.
There he is, the great Gary. All right, well, Coach Harris has been hanging on. Coach Harris in Havertown, you're on WIP.
How you guys doing?
What's good. Up, Coach?
So,
Coach, are we on speakerphone?
Yep.
Yeah.
No, not at all. But I can.
Oh, yeah, mine.
You're on
yeah.
Bluetooth, but I can try to take.
Same thing.
Is that better?
Yes.
Much better.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Now I'm illegal on my phone on the expressway, but that's okay. No one's gonna see me. It's dark out. So I just wanted to say that I thought Jalen looked poised. I thought his decision making looked really good. I was encouraged. I thought that Jalen did a really good job being the quarterback that he is. One read, two read. If it's not there, take off. I saw it in against the Raiders. I said Oakland. I saw it against the Raiders, and I saw it against Washington. Mike, I have two questions for you.
Yes.
Question number one is, do you think that there's so much that Jalen's so polarizing because his weaknesses are so much more obvious than some of the other quarterbacks that are at the top? And then my second question for you, Ike, is that do you agree with me that there's so many times that he should be trying to throw a much harder ball, and then he lets the ball kind of sit out there? And if that's the case, why do you think that is? That's all I got, boys.
Okay. All right,
Coach Harris. I can answer that one.
Yeah. I'll start with the second question first. I mean, as far as the velocity he throws with, it's hard for me to actually determine that. He's a quarterback. He's been throwing the football since he was in high school. You know, he doesn't have a rocket arm, so you're never going to really see him zip the ball into a tight window. But I mean, he throws the ball with good touch. You know, usually when he's throwing the deep ball, he throws a pretty good deep ball. You know, the accuracy can be a little off at times, but I think for the most part, he throws a pretty catchable ball for the most part.
I think so, too. A softball. Looks like a soft.
And we used to call those like the pillow throws, where it's very catchable. What was the first question again?
He's gone.
I knew I was going to forget that.
I don't remember it. We got to go to text.
Boy, he asked about being polarizing.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
I don't even remember what the question
was. Yeah, the question was, do I think he's polarizing because his, I guess, what he would perceive as his deficiencies or shortcomings as a quarterback are so much more obvious than the other top quarterbacks.
Oh.
And does that make him polarizing?
Well, I think the fact that he won the Super Bowl highlights that.
Yeah.
You know, that creates more of a debate where, you know, everybody else is. If you don't win the Super Bowl, there's not really a debate. You just sort of are who you are.
Yeah.
Most quarterbacks. All right. The text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line, text line, text line.
What? Oh, that's just Spike talking show prep stuff or something. Hey, yep. Spike to Renee when Yoshi is texting about seeing random women on TV.
Oh.
We have to get through this one quick.
Yeah.
Battle's off, by the way.
Yeah, I see.
All right, what's next?
I agree with Spike. They don't pass my eye test either. Bam, in Upper Darby.
Yeah.
That was actually a good one.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
What's next?
Well, besides that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? The listeners listening to Donovan today.
Yeah. He didn't take much positive from the game.
He really didn't.
Hey, you think I was actually surprised from that.
Yeah, you think beating his old team, that he'd be a little bit more giddy about it.
Still, I still haven't crossed into that comfort level of joking about him playing in Washington.
No. I thought about
even
it.
Even I haven't. Yeah. And I know the guy. I won't even bring up Minnesota.
Nah.
I forgot about Minnesota.
Yeah, I won't even bring that up.
Hey, Buzz, not to tell you how to do your job, can you push the pot up with the voice Luke up a little bit?
Yeah. Jesus.
I know. What's next?
Is this guy going to talk about the disguises defenses are doing these days one more time? Ike and Donovan texting after the show.
All right.
I hope to watch you.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a new evolution. I want everyone monitoring for the new year. The
Spike,
sky's
Spike bringing down the X's and O's.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I won't do it anymore.
I want it. It's a good bit.
All right. I'm surprised you were actually listening to that part
Jack's
of the show,
just
Jack.
Just mad because he can't
yeah,
do it.
Yeah. Well, he can.
I can.
Yeah. Just. What's next?
I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I?
Corey and Columbus and Spike both insisting they are indeed adults.
That was a good start to the day.
Yeah, it was.
The holiday season.
Well, I love Corey. Yeah, I would say top. He's probably my favorite caller. He's also a liar. He lies about how he feels about the Eagles so he can seem like he's the biggest Eagles fan.
100%.
It is the absolute, I love Eagles fans, it is the absolute worst trait of Eagles fans is trying to prove that they're the biggest Eagles fan. What's next?
Oh, we should have had Tommy down the shore on for Christmas. Jack, still not listening to the show.
All right, well, we will talk to you next Monday. Now, you have to listen to the show tomorrow because it is Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day with Broads. We won't be here, but Broads will be there. Well, I'll be on the he's going to text you. He's going to get you on the show, too. Seltzer, Elliot. How did he do all this booking? Wonder where he got – how he must have put so much work in a book in the show. That is tomorrow.
Him and Seltzer is going to be something.
Oh, I'm sure. The slobber fest. Jordan Mailata show is next, and then the Players Lounge. We will talk to you a week from today. We love you. Merry Christmas. Go Birds. And remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.